Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Wednesday, August 17th of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a real blessing, of course, to get to be with you wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning in. You know, whether you called in, whether you're logged onto the website, however you found us, and glad that you found us and that you tuned in to us tonight on the Miracle Man show. Couple little things I do want to make you aware of. One being that next week Football Central is going to start. Football Central is where I talk a lot about the football that's going on, like as far as NFL, college, and then locally in my city, of course, you know, the high school football, where because football does start up same week that the kids here in our district go back to school. And someone asked me today, today, like, you enjoying the summer, what's left of it. And I was like, yeah, what's left of it, because, of course, today's, the kids here in the city, no one go back to school. Not many other places in Michigan, and then, of course, more so towards the Detroit area, they don't go back till another week, or in some cases, the day after Labor Day, which technically, by law, they're not supposed to be going back until the day after Labor Day, but those waivers have become so easy to get. And so, but, the thing is, high school football starts this next week here in Michigan. Of course, to be that this week, 3 weeks, 3 weeks before Labor Day is when the Midland County Fair always is. That's just the way it's been here for basically 25 years at least that I know of. And probably even before that, if I was to guess. I'm sure, like, even back to the mid-1990s, that's the county fair. I had a little bit of an inkling, a little bit of an idea. Inkling. Have you ever heard of that word, inkling? Mm-hmm. So last night, after the show, I decided, that it was not a bad idea to go down to the county fair and kind of see how things were going, see if we could see some people that I knew. And it's been wild. All three times that I've been out there, I ran into certain different people that I knew that I might have not seen in a while. And so, I go, get to the fair, get tickets, go on, two of the rides turned out to be three, because one of them, the guy didn't take the tickets. Like, apparently my hand was out. He was reaching for my arm and like, no wristband. And we tried to get the tickets, and he's like, don't worry about it. And then I go to another ride a little bit later, this Pharaoh's Fury, believe it or not, Why is it called Pharaoh's Ferry? I don't know. It's like a, what it is it's a ship. So it's one of those pirate ship things. And kind of looks Egyptian. Doesn't it kind of look like it kind of has an Egyptian theme, if you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's the boat that we parked by the other night? Was that the Egyptian boat or was that the skater boat? Because to you, the skater, how does the skater also look like a boat?
It doesn't. It's just the same idea. Like it rocks like that one, except it spins while it's rocking.
And aren't both of the boats right by each other?
Yeah, across from each other.
Both. In your mind, which one's the true boat? Which one's the true boat in your mind? The Egyptian one's the true boat?
Yep.
That one's the other one's more boat-ish. So the other one's not the real boat. It's kind of the wannabe boat. That's how you would say it. It's kind of the wannabe boat.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the real boat, aka Pharaoh's Fury. So I get on that one, but we discover that the back seat, which is where, which is the seat, you know, the area with like the most impact. We discovered that was tied off. Couldn't figure out why, but then I had that inkling. What if the idea of why it was tied off was because of how Pharaoh kept refusing to let the Israelites go in the Bible and Exodus? And I thought it was just one of those little things that I thought, you know, would be a little funny thing to kind of tell you. Because it's funny how sometimes you see things and then it just turns out to be a coincidence like that, isn't it? How you just see something like that, because I feel like if you're in the back on that one, it would be the most impact because over the years, I've always enjoyed that ride since I've been going on big rides close to 20 years ago. Actually, the first huge ride I went on that was not a Ferris wheel or carousel was actually like basically, you know, just over 20 years ago, like 21 actually. It was this ride called the Rainbow. Someone had told me, you know, many years later that the Rainbow was kind of like, but it was different. It went a bit higher up into the air and some things like that. Does the name Rainbow for a ride for some reason kind of sound familiar? Do you remember seeing a ride at Midland Fair for like a year or two called the Rain that looked like a rainbow?
No.
Do you remember by chance something called Wipeout?
No.
But there was this company called Waitrose. I didn't know then that that's what it was called. But I found out many years later. Like 10, 11 years later that it was called Rainbow because about 10 years after that, 10, 12 years after that time, you know, like 6, 8, 10, 12 years, I'd wondered, you know, what company had that? And there's a few rides like it that are still in operation. Unfortunately, Waitrose actually put theirs back in storage a few years after redoing it. Last I knew, a few years ago, this amusement park near Chattanooga had one that was running. And I think that's kind of cool. Maybe it's the same model. Maybe the same model is back there. Wait. Wait. It's not. Yes, it's not because I found out just recently that the Rainbow that I initially rode on was in storage. And so another one of my favorites is, of course, you know, star dancer slash freak out slash sky dreamer, like that kind of thing. In other words, the pendulum. And then, of course, you know, Himalaya is always a big one for me, ones that go upside down. The zipper. Yes, Brittany, you know you love the zipper. You just didn't want to admit it in Saginaw. Yes. 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 Hang on, you're Brittany, and you know it. You'll never miraculously just to say, hey, now I love the zipper. And then find yourself asking, wait, why didn't they bring it? No, she won't.
I won't even notice it's not there unless you bring it to my attention.
Unfortunately, listeners, it has not been here since 2013. It has not been here since 2013, and it used to be here all the time. But the company who does our fair now apparently doesn't think that the zipper is a good idea. And someone at the bank tried to tell me that those things wobble, that these fair rides wobble. Do they wobble? Like that sway thing that they do, is that part of the wobbling that they do when they're swaying? Like when they're doing this. Is that part of what some of them are doing?
Like wobble as in, like shake, like something big happens.
Like what? Like sometimes when it goes up in the air, it'll start shaking?
Yeah, like the whole ride. Not even just the part you're on.
Oh! Some people can say that maybe it's because of them, you know, being on a trailer, taken from place to place and what have you. I don't know. But obviously, whether you let your kids ride those things or not, it's up to you. And I personally enjoy those rides. But whereas to other people, it's different. And you're talking to a guy, a kid who, when he was six, was afraid of the wagon and possibly the way it sounded on the pavement. I was honestly afraid of it. I wanted to let off. I think I wanted to let off of it. Well, did you used to be afraid of that little wagon or no? There's a kitty. There could be a kitty ride that was like a wagon. Now, of course, you know, there was There's been a strawberry for as long as you can remember, though.
Yes. I haven't seen any strawberries this year.
But you've always thought the strawberry was like one of those universal kiddie rides, just like a horse or pony. Because oftentimes you'll see a horse or pony or helicopter or something like that. So that's what's been going on with that. And when this episode is done, I am going to head, you know, and kind of see what's going on down there. All right. Now, I want to remind you of a couple quick things. And the first one being, the first thing I want to remind you of is the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And he's brought me through so much. And I honestly don't know how I would have made it without him. Without him, I would have been dead. He's been so faithful. And by he, I mean the Lord. And I just keep believing, keep the faith. And I just know that he's going to come through for me. Just as he has before. And I know that I'm going to receive the rest of my healing that I've been believing for years. I just know that I'm going to see it. And it's not something I have to hope and wish for. I mean, yes, I keep asking him in prayer, but I know that he's going to do it for me. And amen. The other thing I want to remind you about really quick is about, the website to go to is riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Please keep in mind that Rivers there is an I, not a Y. So it's just something that I would like you to make a note of, please. If you could kindly do so. Okay. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you, when you sow into this program, you're sowing into good ground, great ground. And it's not between me and God, between me. It's not up to me what you give. It's between you and God what you give. Because I'm not going to decide for you. You'll have to take that up with God. Amen. And I just know that he's going to do what he said in his word. And to sow a seed, go to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, related to that, I want you to make note of this. The first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Please, if you can, just make a note of that. Because I just thought that that's something that you should know. And now I want to sing. A couple of songs for you. Jesus be the center of it all. Jesus be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing. Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. from the beginning to the end. It will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, be the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. Jesus, you're, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you are the center of it all. You're the center of it all. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that it's you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. You hold my word in the palm of your hand, and I am yours. forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joy, I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I sing. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. We worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong in you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Master. I'm just adjusting something real quick. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your hand, that your hand is on us tonight. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to serve you. It's great to know that you are our God, no matter what we face in this life. We can trust in you. And thank you, Master, for every one of these wonderful listeners that made the determination tonight to tune into this broadcast with the purpose of learning about you, worshiping you, praising you. Thank you for that, Master. And I just thank you for these wonderful listeners. Thank you that you will use me to deliver your word tonight, Jesus, to these people. Thank you, Lord, that I will say what it is that you want me to say, that you will anoint the ears of those to hear it. And I thank you, Master. That you meet every need represented in the lives of these listeners tonight. Because you know what they have need of. Even when I don't, you do know. And I thank you, Master, that you will meet these needs tonight for these listeners. And I just thank you that you're doing that for them tonight. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases and that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now, let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe it. Go with me, if you will, please, to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Hallelujah. To Timothy 1, we discovered a while back that it doesn't matter whether you say second or two, as far as, you know, for these Bible books where you have first and second, you know, whether you want to talk about Corinthians or Samuel or Timothy, John, Peter, Thessalonians, you know, but the different ones like that. First is one, second is two, third, in the case of John, you know, third John. Yeah, amen. So, 2 Timothy 1, and I want to start with verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day, I constantly remember, and in my prayers, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother, persuaded, whom lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands, it says. Therefore, God has not given us a spirit of timidity. What's that? Fear. This version, the NIV, which I'm reading, it says timidity. But timidity means fear. Basically, in its most basic sense, yeah, fear. So it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, a sound mind. This version says self-discipline, but basically, yeah, same thing. Sound mind. Verse 8. Do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, nor be ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And with this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for his Father. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit I have entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Virgilius and Amendonius. May the Lord show mercy to the household of Caiaphas, because he oft of Osephros, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. You know very well in how many ways he helped me in Ephesus. You then, my son, chapter 2, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Hey, Brittany, do I do that when I play Poppet?
No.
Hey! By the way, listeners, I was just asking a question because there's a certain game I play. I think I do. Oh, he does not get the. We'll try it again. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crop. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. For he cannot disown himself. Verse 14, keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value, and it only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. Or the other verse says, show yourself a workman approved to God. A workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Those teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have wandered away from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place. They destroy the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, some for gold. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument of noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of you and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Do not have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know that they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken him captive to do his work. So, we read from great verses tonight. Talks about how God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and he gave us a sound mind. And yes, he did give us self-control also. But he gave us the good spirits, you know, power, love, self-control, sound mind, not fear, rage, hate, and all that other stuff that goes with all that. He didn't give us that. And so another thing that jumps out at me from what we read is where he was saying, you know, don't give in to these, you know, false doctrines. There was one that had said the resurrection had already taken place. And it hasn't taken place yet. The rapture hasn't taken place yet. We're still here. Because there'll be people that are, say, that might say right now, you know, are we pre-trib, post-trib? Where are we at right now? Are we in the thousand-year reign? No. We're not in the thousand-year reign yet. We're not even in trib yet. Because the church is still here. And the tribulation lasts for 7 years. But that's it. 7 years. Tribulation. And it's God pouring out his wrath. Not man. God. Okay. It's God pouring out his wrath. But on the earth, on the world, on those people who decided not to listen to God. I hope you're not one of them. Hopefully you're going to be able to make the rapture. And let me tell you something. If you miss the rapture, if you miss the rapture, they would start lining people up and they'll ask, are you a Christian? If you say yes, let me say this. If you say no, then they'll let you go. But by saying no to them, denying Jesus, saying, you know, Jesus, you know, just totally like denying him, you know, it's everything you got. They say deny him or die, and you choose to deny him. Then, darling, you're going to go to hellfire forever if you do that. And, however, if you say, yes, I do know him, and they'll take you, you'll die. You'll go to heaven. If I missed the rapture, I don't plan on missing it, but if I did, I would proudly take a bullet for my Jesus. I would proudly suffer for my Jesus. Because he's the most important thing to me. He should be to you. I hope he is. And if he's not, why isn't he? That's something you'd have to look at yourself and ask yourself. Why isn't he the most important thing to me? Why? Everyone needs to look at themselves and kind of ask themselves that. Why isn't he important? You're not going to know, of course, until you examine yourself. Because each person has to examine themselves in order to be able to see, to know whether they're right with God or not. And so, Heavenly Father, thank you for all these people who decided to tune into the broadcast tonight. Thank you for this word. I pray that they would get this word in their heart, get this word in their spirit, that they would choose to live for you with all they have. That they would determine once and for all to put you first and to not live for themselves anymore, but instead to seek you. now. And I thank you, Master, that they will just realize that you are their God. Thank you that they would, that we would all be hearers of, doers of this word and not hearers only. And I confess Psalm 91 over us. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drugged or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff will come on us, our immediate loved ones, because you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And listeners, I sure love you. Amen. And until next time, God first, God always. God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to y'all next time.